I can do a little.
Oh.
Quemas trio vanachari. Quemas trio vanachari via bachari dushta. Krishna kvachesa paramatmani rudhabhava. What is it?
Nanishvaro.
Nanishvaro nubajato.
Vibhiso.
Pisakshak.
Shreya.
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 Tanati.
Tanatu.
I only started this morning.
Kwe mamstriyo vanachari vyabhichari dushta Krishne kwa chesha paramatmani rudha bhava Nanvishvaro nubhajato Vidushopi sakshat chayastano Jagadaraji vopayukta Yo Kwe mamstriyo vanachari vyabhichara dushta Krishne kwa chaisha paramatmati Rudabhava Nano Isvaro Nubhajato Vidusho Pishakshat Shreyo Tanati Agadaraj Yopi. What is the last one? What meaning?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, the meaning is that the gopis keep Krishna in Parakiya Bhav, and that Parakiya Bhav nourishes their prem ras. And the gopis, they have no fear of what anyone else will say, the smartha vichar. They have no fear of what is actually correct in society. They don't care for this. So then Uddhav is saying, what this rudha bhav the gopis have is so great. This is what he can't even understand what it is. What type of rudh bhav is this? Uddhav is saying. And he says, this rudh bhav, just like you take medicine and it works on its own because it has its own power. So this prem ras has alokik shakti. It has its own power that nourishes their prem.
What he said, same.
What same?
I was going to say that.
What same?
No, because in English we don't have any good translation.
Yeah.
So, it's...
So what you know, you should tell.
Well, in the English translation I read, it said Uddhav is saying that the gopis, they are wandering in the forest, and because of their parakiya ras, then externally it may look like they're engaged in improper behavior, meeting with Krishna in the forest and leaving their husbands. So externally it seems as though they are engaged in some improper activity. But Uddhav can see that by this very exalted prem that they have, this is not an ordinary thing, this is like alaukik. So he's also saying, just as in the case of medicine, maybe the patient, he does not know the ingredients of the medicine, but anyway still the medicine works. So he's saying in the English translation that by Krishna's mercy, even these gopis, they can become so exalted, but not good.
Okay. Uddhavji is telling here that these gopis, yeah, they seem like forest girls. It seems that they have left proper behavior, but really their behavior is highest, yeah, because they have obtained Rudra Bhav, Mahabhav, for Sri Krishna, who is the soul of all souls. Yeah. How wonderful it is, yeah, that Krishna, he is bestowing the highest prem upon those who are fully engaged in worshipping him, even though they may not have philosophical, deep intellectual understanding. Just like an ignorant person doesn't know the ingredients of a very high class of medicine, but the medicine is working. Similarly, Krishna, he is bestowing his prem upon those simple-hearted gopis. How wonderful.
Yo.
Famous triyo vanachari vya vichara dushtam Krishna kva
Saisha
Krishna kva Krishna kvachaisa paramatmani rudabhava nam vishvaro nubhajato virusho pisakshat shreyas tanoti agada raja ivo payukta. They have explained very nicely, so I don't know if I want to repeat everything. But here Uddhava is praising the gopis in total amazement that these gopis are simple forest girls. They're wandering in the forest, meeting Krishna. And according to Parikya above, this is the highest. But in material estimation, it looks like this is a very improper behavior. But because their prem is so exalted, Rudabhav, Mahabhav, this, so Uddhava is saying that, you know, compared to when one takes medicine, which is very agadaraj, like the nectar, it tastes very sweet. It has its effect on a diseased person, although the person doesn't know the ingredients. Similarly, Krishna is offering is giving his blessings to those who have not much knowledge, like the simple-hearted gopis. He's also giving his blessings to them, and who worships them wholeheartedly. Krishna is the soul of all souls.
Srila Vishwanatha Thakur is explaining here that gopis are wandering in Vrindavan forest, not simple forest. But they are not Vyabhichari Dushta. Who thinks them they are Vyabhichari Dushta, their behavior improper, they are Vyabhichari Dushta, not gopis. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur telling this.
But others,
those
they give up Krishna.
Yeah, I am telling that. That my gopis is doing bhajan of Krishna in paramour mood. But who was not, and gopis are of Vidusho, they are illiterate, not literate. But how they are doing bhajan, and who has not doing bhajan of Krishna and give up Krishna, they are Vyabhichara Dushta. And what gopis are doing, being of Vidushopi, non-nisharanu bhajanti. They are certainly continuously doing bhajan of Krishna, being illiterate. But everyone who is literate, very highly qualified in the society, but they are giving Krishna, they are not doing bhajan of Krishna, their behavior is improper, and they are Vyabhichara Dushta. Just like medicine, if you take, if you know or not, it will affect on the patient. In the same way, gopis are abhidusopi, they are literate or not, but they are doing bhajan of Krishna, Krishna best, bound to bestow their mercy upon them. Just like gopis being bhajan to them, Krishna bound to reciprocate with them, same mood.
You understand? Worldly person may tell gopis were
Vyabhichari Dushta.
Improper behavior.
Vyabhichari Dushta.
Vyabhichari Dushta. But really, it is not right. Gopikas wandering in
forest.
Vrindavan forest.
Not ordinary forest.
Not
ordinary forest, the Vrindavan forest.
Only Vrindavan. And they are actually Patibrata.
Chaste ladies.
And other do give up Krishna.
They are unchaste.
And marrying here, there. They are
unchaste.
Actually Vyabhichara Dushta. And other thing is okay. Now another
slope.
Nayam Siyang. Nayam
Ang Sitantra Te Prasada.
Sarjo Sitanalina Gandha Uchakutana. Ravot Rasotsave Bujadanda Grihita Kanta. Labdhasi Sang Brajaballavinam. We should try. And we should know
and in our transcendental form, we are the mere servant of Radhika, nothing else. One thing I want to tell for Shravan Kumar and others also.
Kirtan Kumar.
That there was a king. His name was Purorava. Oh, very, very powerful. Very young, energetic, and very beautiful. He was married to a very chaste lady, qualified. One day he went to forest to hunt. Shikar karna hai toh na hunt mein.
Hunting.
When he entered in the forest, he saw a very, very beautiful lady. Very beautiful. Young. He told, "Oh Devi, who are you? And why you are walking in this forest alone?" She told, "I am Urvashi from heaven, and I am searching a husband. But I see you are very beautiful, young." King told that, "Oh, if you will marry me, I will be the most fortunate person. So I want to marry with you." She told that I also wanted. And that is why I was here searching my husband in whole world, but now today I find a
suitable
my husband. But there are two conditions. Mm. I have two
lambs. Small
lamb, you know? Lamb?
Yeah, small sheep.
Lamb, you know?
Baby sheep.
You know?
Goat, maybe?
No.
Small sheep.
Baby sheep. And they're my very near and dear. Without them, I cannot exist. You'll have to take care. And anyone should not stole away. If you cannot
protect,
save them, then I will give up you.
At once.
And secondly, anytime I don't want to see you naked. If you will be naked, I will give up. Two conditions. King told, "Oh yes, I'm very powerful. I can keep your two
lambs.
Lamb, and also I will not be
naked."
After some time, Indra, the king of heavenly planet, "Oh, where is Urvashi? Without Urvashi, our Swargalok is nothing."
Heavenly planets.
So he sent some
messengers
to bring them, to bring her. So you should do first thing. You should take her
lambs.
And when you will come here, he will
she
automatically
will
come. But go in night. They went in the night, mid of night. At that time, the king, Purorava, was naked with his wife.
Urvashi.
That Urvashi. At that time, two or three persons, messengers of Indra, they began to stole away, take away to heaven.
Yeah. the lambs.
Then at once, at that time, the lamb began to meh. Hearing the voice,
Urvashi told, "Oh, you
are coward, not a coward boy. You cannot save my two lambs." Then hearing this, as he was naked,
jumped up.
In naked stage, he ran away. He took his bow and arrow, and then he brought the two lambs
back.
But she naked. Told
were naked.
That you are naked. I have told you that if you are naked, then I will give up you. I cannot be.
Demigods make lightning, and Urvashi saw him completely naked. Then told, "Oh."
Oh. So, she ran away to heaven.
Wow.
He became mad after her. "Oh, Purva, for even a moment you should stay.
Urvashi.
I'm not Urvashi. Satisfied with you. Otherwise, I will die." And telling,
he followed. He
pursued. When she went in her
Heavenly planet,
he also reached there. And he was requesting, like, more than beggar, in the wretched, like lusty persons, giving his head on her feet. But she told that, "Oh, you should know that all these are like
illusion.
Swapna.
Illusion, like a dream.
Dream.
Like dream. You cannot be happy by this. You should chant and remember Krishna. Then you can be happy." She told so many things, but
he was not convinced.
He could not realize. He waited, and daily he was giving his head on her feet. But she could not return. Then at once, like a light came in his heart. "What I'm doing nonsense? How lusty I am. I was the king in the whole world to conquer. I had power. But for a lady, I have become so lusty. Fie on me. And at once he returned back to his kingdom, and he forgot that lady. And then he became happy. Any person in this world with marriage with any beautiful lady, even chaste lady, even, but it is like dream. Anyone cannot be happy. If you have any taste for marriage, better not to give up and be pakka brahmachari and do bhajan like them." Gaur Premananda.
Hariva. Kirtan Kumar Brahmachari.
Orange cloth today. Orange cloth. Orange. Saffron.
Today is auspicious day. His father also take. Gurudev, his father also. His father takes saffron cloth.
Father is not an issue.
Kirtan is telling, if father will take, then I will take.
No. Son will take, I will take.
No, Gurudev, Kirtan telling. Listen. Kirtan telling. Kirtan telling, if Indra Prabhu takes and my father takes, then I will take.
Means if the impossible happens.
Very wonderful. Yeah. These old persons are
This is the Siddhanta.
If you just die, they will all die.